why do you want to do this digital detox? What is your big why? Knowing why you want to do something gives you motivation to do it. If there's no motivation, then there's no point, right? So what do you believe is the purpose of your life? What do you believe is the potential of a human being? This is a very deep thing, because if you think that human beings are inherently bad and it's perfectly fine to waste time watching TV and consuming entertainment all day long, then you probably won't see much point in doing a digital detox. Yeah, most people don't take the time to think about this. An unquestioned life, an unexamined life is not worth living, as the saying goes. And so what is the point of life? I imagine the fact that you're here shows that you are here because on some level you feel your life is worth much more than just to kill time in low value entertainment and scrolling endless news feeds and trying to keep up with all the email and notifications. If you're here doing this, you probably feel that you have a lot more to experience in your life, a lot more to express, and you're not living up to your full potential. You know, you're probably here because you feel like something is definitely wrong about this weird way of living and you want something else. And if you're like me and many others who are attracted to courses like this, you feel life has massive value and you want to get the most from it and the most from yourself. Because when we feel fully alive, we feel like life has meaning, we come alive, it's great, it's exciting, everything is wonderful. When we feel dead, we feel trapped, it feels like something is horribly, horribly wrong. So I imagine that you're not satisfied with your current digital tyranny and you want more. You probably believe that we humans have a lot more possibility for good, for joy, for happiness than we're experiencing right now. And you want to tap into that magic and enjoy that power. So pulling the plug and turning off, powering off, is something that only you can choose to do. No one can force you to do this. You have to be ready for it. For it to work, it needs to come from your heart. All around you lay landmines and pitfalls, seductive sirens and weaponized devices, all ready to pounce and trap and ensnare you in a moment. Just one quick look is enough for an hour or even a day to disappear down a rabbit hole. And once you're back in the crack game, the digital crack cocaine game, it can take a little while to get out of it and think for yourself. And I'm telling you this from many, many experiences myself and with people who've gone through this. Right? This stuff is far more addictive than we realize. So before you get into this, before you start taking this really seriously, it's very important to consider, why is this important for you? What do you want to do? Why do you want to do it? Why is this important? So I encourage you to get a pen and paper right now. You can pause the recording, get a pen and paper, and we're going to go through some questions so that you can write this stuff down, because there are deeper reasons for all these things. And the more you think about it and you get clear about it, the more empowered you will be. So when you have temptations to get into it and do this and that, you will have the power to not go along with it. So get a pen and paper. It's really important you do this, by the way. Don't just listen to this. You know, I know that when you listen to courses, you probably hear this sort of stuff, but really do go and get a pen and paper, because having clarity, having real reason personally, this is essential for you to come back to. I recommend you have a diary of some sort to go through this, generally speaking, so you have it all in one place. But one way or another, just go and get a pen and paper. All right, so pen and paper in hand, we're going to go through some questions. First thing, we're going to talk about what has this endless digital tyranny, this addiction, this endless connection to the technology, what has it done to harm you? So what are the five main reasons that being too plugged in, too connected has caused harm to you? In what way, what different ways has being connected to too much technology caused you harm? What negative things have you experienced by being overly connected and smacked up on net? Yet, what has happened to you? So just take a moment to write down five or more things, negative things that come up as a consequence. I'll just give you a quick idea. Many people say that they feel stressed or anxious. They feel like they're losing their time. They feel like they can't focus on their work. There's all sorts of reasons, but come up with your main personal reasons. Five reasons that technology has harmed you. So pause the recording and come back when you're ready. Congratulations, good for you. I'm sure you've written quite a few things there. There's many, many, many reasons that this stuff is a problem. All right, now let's go on to the second question. And this is the last one, by the way. It's very simple. Now let's write down the five main benefits for breaking free. What are the benefits that you hope to experience by getting out of this? How will your life be more wonderful once you kick the habit? What new fun things will you be able to do more of once you get your life of freedom? So we're just going to write down five things, and we're going to go into this in more detail later. But just five reasons why you want to do this, benefits that you're going to get. Maybe you have more time, maybe you have more freedom, maybe you want to read more books, finish your work, you know, go on more hikes, go camping, whatever, you know, go to hotels, whatever it is. Write down five reasons so that you know, here's the things that I'm going to get away from and here's the wonderful things that I'm going to get. Okay, so write those five wonderful things you're going to enjoy, five or more, and then come back in a moment. Congratulations, well done for doing that. So now you have your big why. When you look at that list, you can see, okay, here's all the stuff that I'm sick and tired of, I'm going to be free from, and here's the things that I'm going to enjoy. And if you ever get the sense, oh, why am I doing this, and you start spinning out, you can come back to those things, reread them, and it will re-motivate you, because this is coming from your heart, meaningful to you personally. Congratulations, and I'll talk to you in the next session. Thanks for being here, and blessings to you. Thank you for your courage. You're a great and powerful soul.